Heidi Darling is a caseworker at the nonprofit Council on Aging in Santa Rosa. She helps seniors handle their finances and enroll in social programs like Medi-Cal or Medicare. It's a complicated and confusing process. Still, she was surprised at a study released by the Harvard Medical School this week, finding millions of low-income seniors aren't taking advantage of a Medicare subsidy that essentially provides free prescription drug coverage. Before talking with me, she turned to her web browser.
And I pulled up a Medicare Part D subsidy, and I found myself an hour later going through the motion of applying. And so I can only imagine what it would be like for a senior that doesn't maybe have the patience or the understanding to navigate through some of that.
The study, based on a nationwide survey, estimates that at least 2 million people who are already enrolled in Medicare Part D, which helps seniors pay for prescription drugs, and who qualify for the subsidy haven't applied, even though there is no rational reason not to. The authors found that seniors with impaired thinking abilities especially were missing out. But Darling says it's not just low cognition people who struggle with Medicare's processes. It's everybody.
I would say majority of the cases that I go out and see, people are not maximizing the benefits that they are entitled to. It's just too overwhelming to understand the process.
Darling is impressed with some private insurance programs that fold Part D and its subsidies into their coverage. The Harvard study authors recommend redesigning Part D so people automatically receive money they're entitled to, perhaps making it an opt-out program rather than an opt-in. That's a change Darling would like to see.
It needs to be cleaned up in some ways because it's just not working for the average person.
More broadly, the study authors suggested medical reformers rely less on patient choice to drive competition, since that only works if patients are making wise choices. And despite the outreach efforts of the Social Security Administration, many people aren't.
A lot of people, for some reason or another, you know, are not aware that we're here to help, unfortunately. And so we don't hit as many people as we'd like to.
Alan Piambo is a counselor with HICAP, a California state program explicitly designed to provide free Medicare information and advice. They serve six North Bay counties and are run in part with the help of volunteers. HICAP estimates they counseled about 2,300 people from Sonoma, Lake, Solano, Mendocino, Napa, and Marin in 2010 and saved them collectively more than $500,000. As the Affordable Health Care Act phases into effect, Piambo believes seniors will be in even greater need of counseling.
I see us acting as navigators for these programs. We're already fielding a lot of calls.
And the more people who are aware of programs like HICAP, he says, the more help they can give. After all, senior health care will affect all of us someday.
None of us are getting any younger. Everybody turns 65 eventually.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.